security at Philadelphia schools is once again being brought back to the forefront of political discussions. The School District of Philadelphia just received a $1 million grant from the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention to stem ongoing violence. WHYY's Sam Searles has more.
The money will start a youth violence reduction initiative at John Bartram High School. The announcement comes just weeks after a deadly shooting at Roxborough High School that killed a 14-year-old and hurt several other teens. Since then, Roxborough High has received $500,000 to up its security, but that has made some Philadelphians wonder when it will be their turn. Philadelphia Superintendent Dr. Tony Watlington said, quote, "While we know that our schools are the safest places for our students, the rising gun violence in the city is traumatizing for everyone. This initiative will enhance our safety efforts by working to target and support youth at risk of gang involvement," end quote. The initiative will work to reduce youth gun or gang violence by partnering with various entities and criminal justice agencies. A project assistant at Bartram High School will lead crisis intervention, violence interruption, de-escalation, and mediations, along with in-depth case management services for teens with a likelihood of gang involvement. Bartram was selected based on existing issues of violence in the community. In January, 17-year-old Christopher Braxton was shot and killed just outside of Bartram High, resulting in a lockdown. Just a few weeks ago, the school canceled a football game due to an undisclosed threat. Brian Johnson, the principal of Bartram High School, says community violence in the area has seen an uptick and hopes the program will give students a, quote, "different type of connection to help them thrive now and beyond school," end quote. The Office of School Safety says it will evaluate the success of the Bartram initiative before expanding to other schools. Sam Searles, WHYY News.